a juggler, an urban beekeeper, and a man who sees modern decor in a tattered Goodyear sign. These are three of the more than 100 businesses in Akron and Warren who are getting intensive training from eBay over the next 2 months. They're part of eBay's first retail revival. So I visited some of the uber local businesses who are hoping to market themselves on a global scale while maintaining a community feel. Cassandra Morrison hoops.
Okay, so hooping is a thing. So it's just like standard traditional hula hooping. There's still waist hooping and all of that, but now there's additional tricks like body rolls, hand spins.
All those tricks require juggling, a lot of hoops, ranging from $15 practice models to the LED specials that start at $400. So how do you carry and protect a couple dozen high-end hula hoops?
It is foam, has foam in the front and the back, foam panels. It's marine canvas, so it's water-resistant for festivals. We have an all-weather zipper.
It's one of the prop bags designed by our company for circus artists and increasingly for others, such as musicians. In just 2 years, she's had 2,000 sales. She wants a lot more, which is why she applied to be part of eBay's first-in-the-nation retail revival. Akron City Hall is partnering with eBay to blend local brick-and-mortar businesses into a global marketplace. Akron recruited and screened the applicants. Initially, eBay and the city expected 30 or 40 businesses to qualify. Instead, they got more than 100. Each is getting 10 weeks of training and eBay's commitment of technical and marketing support after that.
Why are small businesses like yours selling on eBay?
The training began in a former church, now community center. At times, it had the feeling of a religious revival mixed with a pep rally.
O-H.
But it also got very practical, very quickly. eBay Vice President Marnie Levine began with the value of good photography, free shipping, and even the joy of a box.
When your buyer receives a package from you, when they open it, you know, make sure they get that surprise and delight so you have a repeat customer.
The Akron area already has a lot of eBay sellers. They did about $65 million in sales last year. But eBay's head of global impact and giving, Chris Libri, says this is different. A partnership with the city and a network of unique businesses that are branching out together.
So I think having a support network, you know, a cohort, as it were, of people who are joining together who can, you know, that's what we wanted to do, is create a sense of community.
Ina Steiner is editor of ecommercebytes.com, an online newsletter about online commerce. She praises the program for raising the profile of online sellers, whose place in the U.S. economy is often invisible to policymakers. But she says eBay's investment here is minuscule and raising some qualms for some of her readers who are already eBay sellers.
Because eBay is training these people and giving them all this extra guidance, are they also going to give them extra exposure in search? Is this actually going to hurt the sellers that are already on eBay?
But Libri says eBay's brand is built on variety of sellers and buyers, and that's what it values.
You know, even though 80% of the things on eBay that we sell today are new, there's still that thing that you were looking for when you were a kid, and you know you want to reconnect with it. There's maybe something, you know, with a unique aspect to it that you hadn't anticipated.
So my name is Jason Horinger. I'm the owner of Birchwood Supply Company here in Akron, Ohio. You know, the way I like to look at it, it's my curated collection of vintage and found home decor with my design work mixed in with it.
Until now, Horinger only dabbled online. This converted floral shop and traveling shows are more his style. But he says eBay seems like the right fit.
I felt the difference between the Amazon and the eBay model. I feel like eBay is trying to tell a story.
See, these big old bricks of beeswax. You smell that?
Like the story of Brent Wesley and his Akron Honey Company.
I mean, honestly, it's a good story. You know, black beekeeper in the city is kind of taking over land and educating kids and creating a micro enterprise, you know, and that's cool, but, you know, it's got to be sustainable.
Wesley says eBay may be the key to keeping it sustainable. He's still selling honey from the three apiaries he's built on three vacant lots in the city. But he's also branched into beeswax skincare products, which he processes in Akron's slick new Northside Marketplace behind a wall of glass so people can watch the process. Now he says he's looking forward to being seen around the world. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU. Dispense the right amount.